While most 17-year-olds are studying for SATs and maybe thinking about this spring's junior prom, 17-year-old Isabella Kowalski of Buffalo is focusing on her ballet classes and high school studies, all while living on her own in a big new city. Kowalski began her professional ballet training at the Royal Academy of Ballet and Dance in Kenmore.
I was 7 years old, and I was nagging at my mom to take me to ballet class. My older cousins dance, so I always saw them dancing, and I got into it. And so my mom was sick of hearing me complain about dance class, so she brought me to Miss Beth's studio.
She came about 2003, the summer of 2003, and the summer's smaller, you know, so it was a nice time to get to know the new students, have them try out the Royal Academy.
Elizabeth D'Estasio Waddell, director of the Royal Academy of Ballet, is fondly known as Miss Beth to her students. She noted that when Kowalski first arrived at her studio, she had a certain ballet spark.
And she was this spitfire of energy, had all of her splits, and the kind of student that a teacher just grins from ear to ear knowing this girl has the potential to be a professional.
D'Estasio Waddell works and encourages young dancers who have a desire to pursue professional ballet careers.
Giving them the encouragement to follow their dreams, come to class every day, work the conditioning, the artistry, the technique all the time.
The Royal Academy of Ballet is also home to the Greater Buffalo Youth Ballet. Some of the Royal students are given a chance to dance professionally in shows performed at UB Center for the Arts, such as Coppelia. That ballet will be staged later this month, featuring professional dancers from other markets. Kowalski was once part of those performances. Her local training and performing experiences led her to an audition at the Boston School of Ballet. After attending a summer program, she began her first semester last fall. Now she's learning just how stressful it is to be in a top professional dance school.
You come from a little studio where you're probably one of the best ones, and then you're grouped in with the best of the best. And so then just the rise of competition increases and it gets much more intense. So every day you're comparing yourself to these amazing girls.
I didn't envision this career for her.
Rosina Kowalski is Isabella's mother.
I thought that maybe she'd be a physical therapist like myself, because I knew she was athletic and I knew she loved to dance. And I encouraged music with all my children. I made them take violin and viola lessons. Isabella took viola lessons. But when she saw her cousins dancing, and she would put on, I had dance tapes for children, and she took those tapes and she learned all her splits. So when I did bring her to Miss Beth and her studio, Miss Beth said, "Oh, she has all her splits." I says, "Well, she's been, you know, watching these tapes day in and day out and teaching herself." So, and then I realized that this was her passion.
Emotionally, it was difficult for the family to send their teenage daughter to a big city on her own. But the determined teen dancer has been able to live on her own, navigating training and schoolwork.
Some girls decide to go to normal school. I decided to do online school so that I can take classes in the morning as well. So I'm doing a little bit more than some girls choose, but my school option is very different, so.
What is the hardest part of it for you right now? Is there a hard part, a challenge part?
The personal dedication to really get up and actually do my work every day and stay on top of things, and to go to class every day with like the mindset that like I need to work as hard as I can, because if I don't work hard, it doesn't hurt anyone else but myself.
While other families are planning for college, the Kowalskis are paying tuition for a year-round dance program, as well as living expenses and dance supplies. Kowalski, on average, burns through a pair of point shoes every 3 weeks at a cost of a little over $100 a pair. But by attending the Boston Ballet School, she's being exposed to the Boston Ballet. Kalwalski already performed with them in the production of The Nutcracker late last year. Performances that are a thrill for her mom and former ballet teacher to watch.
It put together all my years of teaching and what I love to teach, to the highest level, to see your student that you had from 6 years old on, you know, follow her dreams and dance with a professional company. It was a beautiful performance, a beautiful version of The Nutcracker at Boston.
Oh, I love seeing her dance. I am, like, so full of pride.
There are other local dancers from the Royal Academy of Ballet that are now dancing professionally with the Miami City Ballet and North Carolina Dance Theater. Kalwalski is hoping to advance to what is the highest level at the school next year as a senior in high school, then perhaps become a dancer at the Boston Ballet. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.